Alright, well, now I'm inside the TK. Whatever it's called. What's it called? You are here. There's a little map up here. Direction to things as you are here. It says a little place over the underground house. Next door is called Bunker One. Anyway, he left behind some things he had written. Uh-oh. I had tried to prop open the door with something, but now it's off. This TK, I'm sorry I left without saying goodbye. Now you're gone. Please come back soon, Leah. All kinds of things. I don't know if he ended up being kind of a guru. Anyway, he left behind on the front of this. It's a composition, old composition book. Says TK Lance, Rodney, New Mexico, 2019. So that's a few years back. The problem is, it got wet, and so the first few pages are really, really hard to read. First, he had been doing it with a pencil, it looks like. No, it could have been a pen, but I tell you, it's got some run over. This thing's this Saturday, March the 2nd, 1950 hours, Riley. This is a new book. So much has happened that I'm too lazy to recap. Maybe someday. In any case, after over 40 years, wow. Really? 40 years? I'm back in Riley with some exclamation points. I'm the one who didn't save it, who didn't something together, too lazy, and felt yet after all these years, I'm the one trying to close up the I don't know what that says. Been trashed. Okay, well, I'm just not going to get much out of that. Anyhow, I am cleaning the, I don't know what that is, land. I'm cleaning the land. I got a whole load in my truck after, but the truck is stuck in something, so I can't make a dump run. I met in Magdalena, 30 miles, and he had a few things for me and brought a phone cable for me, and I got 90 dash of food, met some old locals, anyway, I can't read a lot of this because of the bleep, it's terrible. Sunday, March 3rd, 07:05, so the next day he wrote some more. Let me have to skip a lot of this. Monday, March 4th. He kept himself a journal. Okay, I think I'm getting to a point where I can probably read it, because he used a different, he used, at least the water didn't get through to this stuff so readily. Okay, 1500, this is a Tuesday, March the 5th, 1500, went to the springs, four-wheel drive, second gear still, found some marked pottery and a small, I don't know what that is, mano. Tried to work when I got back, but can't keep my eye in the puppy. Only in the early a.m. can I do stuff. And she's not a morning dog. Oh, this is, anyway, never was. I can do some stuff outside. The truck alarm went off. Didn't even know I had one. That accounts for one gremlin. Something's the bat and yanked a wire off the, golly. Now there's a light on the dashboard that says theft. Yep, it's turning into a tractor. Oh well, no more pavement. Finally got a piece of one of the birds. Took a while. I just can't read. Okay, Ash Wednesday, March 6th, 12:05, Riley. Starting to get things done. Vehicle for Tuya Blaya is still in low four-wheel drive. This morning, the effing truck alarm started up, honk, 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 louder than my actual horn. Uh-oh, I better do something about this door, or I'm going to end up stuck in this. I'm going to end up stuck inside without being able to get out.
Back.
I kept a lot of notes. We're just doing some from what seemed to be on top of the pile. I got a box of nails and a lot of screws. Oh wait, hang on, take a look. We're having adventures with the truck here. Connected to the battery, found the horn and cut the wires. The light kept blinking, though. Okay, yanked every fuse until I found the one that made it stop. Aha! It's all about fuses, gremlins. I checked all lights, etc. It all seems works until the next glitch. I'm wondering if this is I think somebody had given that Toyota Element, and somebody else gave him another vehicle. He was talking to me I'm gonna have to leave a note on the wall for anybody who comes back. Anyway, okay. I know why Don kept this shit. I hate losing a lot of it myself. anyway. He didn't do it for very long. It stopped March 16th, and then he has a diagram of the electrical system under the hood. Okay. Sunday, March 16th, 1940, Riley. Mike came out and spent most of the day. Good visit. He got the truck out of four-wheel drive, but it doesn't drive very well in drive. He has some vacuum lines undone, and I think that may affect it. Oh, well. He... he tried to get the old well up, but no. Talk to Jeb, but no. Jay, she says she'll be free after the 23rd. Okay, and that's where 2019 ends. There's a little bit more here. Oop, and that's. Boy, that's out of tune. That's all I gotta say. Let's see what we got over here. This is book number 3. Boy, his writing is so much different in here. Thursday 24, I don't see an indication of a year. Or date. Anyway. Alamo Reservation. Well, let me tell you, he was telling me all about the surrounding area and it really jived well with the things that I knew about things. And he's really a connoisseur of New Mexico. You are here. Good luck. He's got a map of the world, and he's got a little X where it says, you are here. You know, he reminds me of me. That's, I know it might either be wonderful or scary or whatever. Thursday, April 23rd, 9 a.m., Berlin. Nice new book. Got up this morning, almost decided to move out for sure. Called Katie finally. I'm so lame about staying connected. And I got Chris. He said he was looking for a job. Not a good sign. I told to go out and meet people and just do internet applications. And not just do internet applications. Ah. It's the first time I think I've ever talked to him. Katie was at an exercise class. Hopefully she can call me later. Also got her address. Again, I finished a card and a letter and pictures, get them all in the mail, so I've accomplished a lot for just getting up. I gotta get my lazy ass moving, though, anywhere, though I seem to end up in Socorro a lot. I also sent a letter to Patty at the coffee house with a pic. Socorro's been pretty good to me. 1:30. I guess it's the side. I'm at station awaiting the Socorro bus. Seems to be the thing to do. Tom gave me $5. That was cool. So adventure on. Wonder if I'll run into Drago. It's probably time. Weather's mellow. Bit of a breeze. Few clouds. Very pretty. Thinking about TRC. Need to be able to at least hitch out of town to camp. You never know who you'll meet. 2:45 p.m. Socorro. Well, Denny's again waiting to play a little later. Call Drago. Yeah. Gave a call. He has a little time on his phone. Maybe we do better as lone wolves. Anyway, he's in Albuquerque, maybe until tomorrow. Says he's doing good, so all's cool. Yeah, better get out and play. It must be time. 5:20 p.m. Made about $20 or so in a couple of hours. Mang was there, but she said nothing cool. Some of the Alamo band will pay me $50 to come and play a birthday party. on the reservation on Sunday. He even said he'd come by at 12 noon and meet me at the gas station to give me a ride. So, getting out and about seems to be always right. So, eat a good meal, chili cheese fries, and I guess I'll walk up to Georgie's and see what's what. 7 p.m. I tried to play a bit more, made a buck, and then up to Jerry's. Drop off, backpack, and guitar. Then over here to the Capitol Bar. Where's that? I'm having a beer. But no Georgie, I think I can sit here too long. Didn't think I could sit here too long. Go back and see if Georgie's home. 8 p.m. Found Georgie. Back to the bar. Pool tournament night. I gave Aaron a piece of jewelry. Holy Spirit dove with African beads. When I came the second time to CTK, this is just me, I'm not reading, he was wearing a leather thong around his neck, and at the end of it was a wing nut. And he gave it to me and says, "You are now official member of the Wingnut Clan." And so I guess I'm an official member of the Wingnut Clan, which means that, you know, among other things, he's with a standing invitation that I can crash here whenever I want to. He was always wanting me to stay the night here because I think life, you know, it's lonely. It's lonely. He was a talker, social fella. Oh my gosh, he's got one of his old solar panels up. You can't catch the sun where it is. I guess it's just covering up something. It's going the wrong way. It's interesting what you use for things when they're available. It's worth a lot more, but anyway. So, okay, I'm sorry. Where were we? Yeah, Holy Spirit dove with African beads. She may like it. He's a good-hearted guy. He was always smoking marijuana when I was around. He'd find other things. The stuff's still here. He's got the matches, the paper, and he's got some black velvet, and which I guess is one of his favorites, and his ashtray here. So, but other than that, good-hearted fella. Kind of a liberty sort, hates rich people. He was voting for Biden, hated Trump. You know, where I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, okay. I should go to the package store and get a 2-pint of tobacco. Okay, 9:22. Finally met a couple of nice gals from Texas, Chama and Krista. One of them gave me a piece of bud. Oh, and we sang a little. John was a music freak, going to be in town another month, should have pushed my phone on her. She was cool, didn't even take her picture. I guess I was so shocked to have a real conversation with a bar gal. Not that she's a bar gal, I believe she's a physical therapist. But I went into brain freeze. Deb, health inspector out of Las Lunas. We jammed once well, got a couple of halves. I'm imagine that's liquor. Came back to the club, pretty boring since Texas gals split. Georgie's ready to go home. I guess I should head for the truck too. Friday, April 24th, 7:45 a.m. Socorro. Denny's again. Is there a Denny's in Socorro? Huh. I know a place kind of looks like Denny's, but let me tell you, that COVID garbage just ruined a lot of places. Anyway, good night last night. Didn't get very loaded, though I did drink some. I'd like to run into Chama again, as she may be interested in doing some shows with Drago's trip if he can keep it cool. I've heard from Georgie that she's a good actress. We could use some female energy in this trip, if this trip is even happening. Well, I guess it is, as Drago says, and I believe him. Only takes one show and we'll be rolling again. In the meantime, out of tobacco, grass, money, better play. Now it's getting hot, so I have to be able to take the sun. Almost 9 a.m. I'm going to try and play, I think. 10:45. $26, pretty good, yeah. When I'm by myself, I have it going okay. Guess I don't need a driver after all. Simplify, simplify. Bugler Tobacco was $4.85 at Smith's. See, Smith's is gone now. It no longer exists in Socorro. They closed down. 2 weeks ago, it was $1.89, up $2.69. Here he is doing his math. Shit, should get stoned. Still have that tiny bud. Yeah, might have to learn to play in the heat of the day. Missing Lorraine. That's the dog. I wonder what happened. Wait a minute. Is that a person this time? Because he had another little dog, and he named her Lorraine, too. Maybe it's the same dog. I don't know. She was so good to me last weekend, just sort of remind me how very, very dear she is to me. 11:50 a.m. Yeah, better. I had asked about Liz, one of my favorite Denny's people, and it turned out that she quit. Then just a little while later, I went out to the parking lot, and she pulled up in her car. Good old cosmic giggle factor. We shared a bowl and a laugh or two. I told her to keep an eye out for me. It's true. Let me tell you, old TK is a storyteller and a hoot. And so it was always kind of fun to come out and visit with him. Congratulating on leaving Denny's, though I hate to see her leave out of my sphere. We weren't super close, but she was friendly. I wonder if I should play more. I don't dare eat. I'll be napping in the park for sure. Good buzz, though. I'm just sitting. Might as well be singing. Saturday, April 25th, 4:15 at Socorro. Well, many events. Drago caught up with me. He's... I don't know what that is. A nicer, happier Drago. He said the old Drago is back. We'll see. Anyway, $20. I guess he's gotten in some kind of money. I took him to the plaza to jam with the Indians, Conroy, Baca, etc. And we visited George in the Capitol Bar. I sometimes take the opportunity to, you know, when these buskers are out doing their thing, you know, playing, I'll give them a dollar or two if I got it on me. Always try to keep a few dollars on me. In fact, I need to go when I go back into town tomorrow. I need to get some more money. Anyway, let's get back to reading here. Spent the rest of the evening with Christine. Went to her place and got stoned. Gave her a lot of advice. Ha ha! How can one resist? She's like 22. Now I'm at Denny's. Getting an order. Wow. My handwriting sucks. Actually, it's a lot better than it was in 2019. Things have been going downhill. I must be drunker than I thought. Few beers, nothing heavy, but still definitely blissful. Anyway, I invited Christine. She gave me her number. She might just go. Saturday, April 25th, 8:25 a.m., Socorro. Feel really stupid this morning. And this is excellent handwriting. This is much better than the 2015 stuff. I don't know if it's because I have no idea. There's way too much of it here. I'm going to have to. Gonna have to shoot around a little bit, see what I can find. I don't see. Usually he marks it really good to say where he is. Anyway, this is just book 3. It doesn't give a year. Anyway, April 25th, 8:30. I real feel really stupid this morning. Spent all my money calling everybody honey. Those are in quotes. Yeah, water through my fingers. Drunk, dumb. But what the hell? I'll feel better soon. Right now, I'm just moaning and groaning from the effects, including an empty wallet. Yeah, I deserve it. Feel better now that I got a coffee or two in me, but I'm out of tobacco and it seems I seem to have lost my papers. Still got my lucky $2 bill, though. I need to get away from Socorro and the Capitol Bar. Very bad for me. It's time for a desert fix. I'm way too much into booze in this town. Felt and looked and walked like an old drunk last night. Massive anxiety attack this morning. I think that's the MO of my hangovers. Yeah. This must stop. He's got that underlined. This must stop with a apostrophe, with a exclamation point. So, go face the bright sun and try and recoup. Needless to say, I don't feel much like singing. Pito Seguro is open, and I can get laundry and shower. Save the jamming for this afternoon. I don't know what Pito Seguro is, but apparently you can get laundry and a shower. I need to put on new guitar strings, give them a breaking in, so I have a new set for the Alamo gig tomorrow. Note to self, get lots of rolling papers. Yeah, the sun's bright and hot, and it ain't even 10 a.m. yet. It's going to be hard to move around. I only got a couple of hours sleep. We pay the piper, do we not? Well, enough of that. Call Drago. He's getting a new window on his car. He got two tickets. I saw Patty. I'm at the coffee house. She got my card. Oh, I'll send another. It's about 10 a.m., so I should head for the drop-in center. Drop-in center was having a yard sale. Of course, now I had no money to donate, so I felt stupid. Last night I had almost $40. Now nothing. What a waste. Oh, well, I got a shower and laundry in, and I helped myself to... I helped move some stuff. I called, didn't hear the phone. She's supposed to call me back after I got a hold of her. On a landline. I wonder if my phone is working right. I'll go find out soon. Wind came up around noon, breezy. I hope it simmers down later. Need to sing. I thought this last phone that TK got, he had gotten from that Obama program that gives out a phone to people. But I think it's only a feature phone, but it was good enough text. We were texting back and forth a little bit. And then he took off to the Rainbow Gathering up in Taos. He got a ride up there somehow. And then he met up with some old friends, and they were busking about, and then just kind of lost contact with him. I don't know if he got his phone stolen or... Anyway, so yeah, now my problem is I only have that number for him, so I'm just kind of out of contact with him. Come over here occasionally to see if he's come back. Okay. Where am I? Oh, on a landline. I wonder if my phone is where. Okay, simmers down. I hope it simmers down later. Need to sing. So 7:30 p.m. Socorro, ran to Drago yesterday afternoon. Wind never stopped. And talked to Lorraine. She was surprised to call this morning. She was supposed to call this morning. She said she loved me and sounded like she meant it. Last night we went to Coyote's, had a few beers. Drago got a harp lesson, and I ended up staying the night. This morning we drove out to Alamo Res after stopping in Magdalena and checking out places to play. The Golden Spur and the Bear Mountain Coffee House both had stages, but it looked like only one a month do they do gigs. We went and met Lee Davis at the center and followed him over to his house. Good gig, but strange. We more or less played for the food line. Heavy on the mutton, two sheep were in the giant pot. Gave me $50, and I also gave one of his sons a guitar lesson before I left. Drago had a good time, and I must admit, his attitude seems to be holding up good. He had me so burned out of downer trius. Anyway, on the way back, we stopped and looked at the Water Canyon campground, good for 14 days. And the box, 7 miles outside Socorro, very nice place for scenic hanging out. The box would be really easy to hitch it. That's true. The box is just barely outside of Socorro, going toward the Magdalena. And yes, you can stay there for 14 days out of, I don't know, 28. I forget. You have to take a week. You have to leave for a week. Then you can come back for two. And so it's all about going from one place to another and going back and going. Anyway, but they're real snitty. If they ticket you, you're ticketed for the entire area, you know, the entire forest. And so you really got to go pretty far. And I guess it's to handle exactly what TK's talking about here, which is basically just hanging out and living there. Anyway, okay. Stopped by Georgie's, got $20 in Bud. Expensive, but good grade. See, that Bud's the marijuana buzz. And now I'm back at the Denny's. I was thinking of playing again at the gas station on my way up to the flatbed. I'm afraid of overstaying my welcome, but it is convenient. I must try and stay away from the bar. Great trap for me, though I know it's the person, not the place. Extreme, see? He's a straight shooter. Straight shooter. Knows his problems. It isn't the bar's fault. It's his fault. See? That's good. Boy, I wish a whole lot of people would see that. They're all just wanting people to disappear. Anyway, so. Extreme temptation is in some spots, so avoiding is one of the keys. Oh, yeah. Put on new strings last night. They seem to be playing great, though it took last evening and about an hour this morning to get them broke in. Now I'd better get an extra set. Well, almost 8:30, getting dark. I don't think I'll try and play. I'll just hide here for a little while. Give the waiter... the waitress, whatever, a tip instead of buying half pints at the store. 9:30, went to Wally World to do photos, but the kiosk was closed. Talked with twins about magic shows. They're really into it. So many opportunities. Get them under contract. New faces at Denny's, lots of... tonight we had a Marguerite, red hair, young glasses, probably a tech girl. Or maybe the glasses give her the studious look. 11 p.m. Almost tired enough to crash out. I have a couple of books, one of which is Sherlock Holmes, Hound of the Baskervilles. Maybe by midnight. It's been a longish day. But dig, I successfully avoided drinking tonight. Good job, TK. Fairly important victory. This guy is supposed to be in town tomorrow, but I feel like heading toward TRC or something. But we'll see. Socorro's having a bungee cord effect on me. I get away, then I end up back here. So, 8 a.m. Socorro. Good morning. Stayed on the flatbed. Hit the coffee house first thing. Chat up. Little college worker girls. They were patient and kept smiling. Wait for the drop-in center to open. Need to wash my coat. It would be nice to find a lightweight down jacket to put this old heavy coat in storage. It's storage is in quotes. Missing L, which I think is Lorraine. Think about her a lot. Too bad I'm not a rich man. So I'm starting to think he named the dog after a woman. Anyway, starting to think about trees and water. Sun's getting hotter. Gila, Silver City, it's been a while. Hey, I just thought of something. I have grass. I should get a morning buzz. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, much better. Good old pot. Nice comfort. Way better than booze. Oh, golly. Well, now it's legal and it's recreational, so. But, boy, I bet you it costs a lot more than he wished it did. Boy, I wish I could have a decent drink without having to spend the rest of the night getting drunker and drunker. Coffee house is starting to pick up. I was here first thing. That's always fun. Poor waitrons. See, I thought he was just slurring over here. He calls them waitrons. They got to put up with me first thing in the morning. It must be tough. Oh, well, they're young. They can take it. So, another street hippie day or road tramp. I guess I'll have too many places I can go and stay to be a true tramp. Maybe street hippie is better. Sitting on my, quote, rock outside, I'm helping by holding a ladder for the owner to work on swamp coolers. Nice spot, shade. Tuesday, April 28th, 9 a.m., squirrel. Finished up yesterday at Coyote's. Almost got out of town. Drago left out for Albuquerque yesterday afternoon on the mission. He's supposed to get me some, too, though I hate taking a front. I hate taking a front. Hates underline. He said, you know you'll get more money. It's the afternoon on the mission. So, yeah, I probably know a couple of TK's friends. I probably run into them in Albuquerque at the old mission. Anyway. So, I'm about 100 meters from the road to Magdalena, very tempting, but I think I'll try a day at the gas station. See if I can make some bread. I'm thinking one more day, but hopefully be camping out somewhere tonight. I must leave town, and I want to go someplace new. 2 o'clock, get to the station, made about $26. No wonder I stay around here. The money's still good. So, I'm treating myself to chili cheese fries. I'm getting ready to call Drago, as I have $20 set aside, plus I still have the $6 on the Walmart card. Also, I'll probably play one more set today. Set in quotes. Now, if I can only keep from drinking tonight, I'll be way ahead of the game. Man, this place is friendly. Today started a little confused and slow, but I'm doing great right now, feel good. I actually feel balanced. 2:45, sleepy now. Chili cheese was good. Called Drago. Car was broke down in Albuquerque. He said he thought he'd make it back today. Sure hope he scored. I forgot to ask. Okay, Wednesday, April 29th, 3 p.m. Socorro. Drago caught up with me, so I'm doing good. I went ahead and called Billy and Cindy. They came and got me, and I spent the night down a few beers and playing music for them. Interesting couple. I think they may be on something most of the time, though they deny it, but I like them. They gave me my own room if I want and offered me to stay here. Their kitchen was a wreck, so I spent most of the day so far cleaning. I've been getting them stoned, and I gave them money for gas, quote, now broke, well, almost. I still have my $2 bill, but I'm weak on tobacco. They had none, and I'm about shared out. Still, nice invite, but they talk a lot at the same time like old speed freaks. They're grandparents, and I believe native Socorans. I bet there's plenty of stories there. So, I'm just chilling and giving them a hand. Lorraine called last night and wants to go camping with her van, maybe tomorrow afternoon. Hope it happens, but we all know how hard it is to make any plans. Yeah, it would be hard to live with these guys, though I do like them. They keep running off to make, quote, phone calls. Oh, well, I need a break from the road, quote, road. though I haven't had to hitchhike much. Thursday, April 30th. Good night's rest. Went to bed pretty early. I'm also out of tobacco and I need to go play today. Definitely leaving Billy and Cindy's. Can't carry them. Maybe get a shower in and change clothes. Hopefully I can get together with Lorraine. I need to have a few bucks together. Timon is always weird. I often am broke when we finally connect up. Just the way it happens a lot. M left a message to call. I wonder if MM is finally dropping out of school. They've spent a lot of time, effort, and money just so he could pretend to go, take him on the road? I don't know. He has such a constant, violent-oriented attitude. He always wants people to be scared or nervous around him. He takes a lot of pleasure in it. Well, he's 19, full of piss and vinegar. He needs a chick to F with his head for a while. That'll change his life. Yeah, I may have to play in the hot sun today. I got to recoup. I could make nothing. You never know. It's time to find another town to hang in. Should be enjoying my mobility. There's a lot of folks who wish they could do what I can do. Just leave it all and live out of a backpack. Well, it's not all butterflies and roses, but I do love it most of the time. Note self, get 2 packs of tobacco, always have a backup. So he scratched that out, so I guess he got it. I should know this by now. 12:30, played, $17, sold Susie a bit of stash, $10, told her I didn't want to take the money, but I'm in need, in quotes. So, I have monies in case I get together with Lorraine this afternoon. I ain't heard from her yet. I got a pack of Bugler for $460, $426. Well, got to pay it. So I made around $20 this morning. It's way too hot to play, and if I don't hook up with Lorraine, I may try again this evening. So here at my Socorro office, quote, office, I sure need a shower. Everybody's so cool. Technically, I'm as prepared for the road as I can be. Rations, stash, tobacco book. I have to travel by evenings, though. Way too hot for backpacking. Where to, I wonder? I can't make any real plans. It doesn't matter. Sure hope L calls. I feel okay, though the sun does drain me. If I can stay away from booze, I can probably keep some travel money. I'm getting bugged. Ugh. Flying little gnat things. I can probably get some travel money in my pocket. Also stay away from being taken home because I feel obliged to provide the party, rightly so. He skips to 120. Billy just called. Maybe we can put our coins together and party later. That's what I mean. I better just run out of town. I can't afford to be social. Bummer. Someone gave me chips and a sandwich earlier, so I had breakfast. I'm actually ready for a nap, if I can find Shane. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Doesn't look like Elle's going to be able to get me today. Of course she doesn't. There's no reason to save money for the trip. I should get extra tobacco, maybe some more jerky. The store in TRC might be good on the first of the month. So, Mike Magdalene. Well, got a hold of Elle. She can't make it down. I guess I'll just, quote, groove. Think I'll get some tobacco and a few other goodies. Okay. Oh, no, the day hasn't ended yet. Boy, he's cooking. Went out, did about $27 again. I think I'll probably stay at Billy's and Cindy's again. What the heck? What the hell? I think I'll give them about 19 or 20 or so. Or 15, it doesn't really matter. I have tobacco and a small stash, 35 in the, quote, bank, which I may go through fast. Tomorrow's Friday. I should play again. I should play every day. Well, I can do it. So, Billy's and Cindy's. This is a bit hard to stay there, though it is a bit hard to stay there. I like them, and they've been good hosts with a legitimate offer of a place to live. And now the trick is not to drink. Impulse says to get a couple of half pints. It's like $5. Surely that's not a lot. Just ran into Christine. She said she was sorry she didn't call. I said, that's okay. At least the number was real. Good to see her. I like her. I believe she's good people. 9 p.m. at Billy and Cindy's. Gave them $20. Very appreciated. I think I did a good thing. I went ahead and bought them a pack of cigs, and I got 2.5 pints for myself. Getting a little buzzed. What the F? Like for today, I should know this by now. 10:20. Had supper with B&C. Very good chicken and sweet peas. Home-cooked meal. Gee, place to stay and a home-cooked meal. Is that worth my $20? This is interesting because not all the food that TK had collected left. A lot of it's still here. Anyway. Oh, I should go. Anyway. Let's finish some reading here. And, you know, he left it behind, so it wasn't that he wanted another, didn't want anybody else to ever see it. Okay. What's it worth? Is it worth that? My $20? I think so. So, when will I accept that I can live in the, quote, now? Heck. Hell. I do it all the time. Am I right? Or am I always worried about where to go next? Like it really matters. So party hardy, amigos. Friday, April 31st, 9 a.m., Socorro. Nice, restful night. B and C are up and heading for Albuquerque to get the VA check. I'm going to kick back here. Called M last night just to check on him. She said Tony had been by. I should try and call him today. Maybe he has reefer. That's about all I need. B&C will return. So is the plan. And I'll go play. This weekend, being the first of the month, all the checks are in. And being Friday, a lot of the paydays are coming down. So as far as money goes, it's the weekend to be out playing. 4:30, no B&C. They went to Albuquerque to pick up a VA check. Gee, any adventures could have happened? Space Command! I don't know what that is, but that's in quotes. I took a whorehouse bath and cleaned the bathroom. Mostly sitting around, staring, almost, but not quite. Felt a tad miffed at missing playing, but I figure it's all going the way it should. I do hope they get back before too long. It's Friday night, but whatever's clever, no biggie. I could probably stand the break. 5 p.m. Hey, it just occurred to me. I may have to talk out of here. I should say hitch, because we are on the extreme northern end of Socorro. Sort of the burbs of this town. Long hike to Denny's. Of course, I can always try and call. 11 p.m. I got back around 6:30. I still went out and made $30. Met another local musician, a heavy metal player, and ex-heavy equipment operator, name of Rob. I gave him my number. He asked me if I smoked, and of course. So we went behind a dumpster, and he gave me most of the doobie after a couple of hits. Then to Denny's at about 10-ish, gave Jason a $4 tip. That's not me. I didn't ever work at Denny's. For nothing, just because he's there. I decided to walk to the liquor store and do two more half pints. Seemed to be okay, $5. Then old Billy called wanting me to watch the house. Okay, so I'm back at B&C's. Man, I bet they're out adventuring on check night. Hope it all works out. Billy gave me $20, says he owes me more. I said, forget it, it's a gift. It doesn't really matter to me. Out of grass, though, wish he'd find some pot. We'll see. I like him, but, boy, high psycho maintenance. They're quite the characters. Broken string on what was to be my last song of the evening, D string. I've been going through them a lot. Christian bookstore in Las Lunas sells singles. I'd better stock up. I think Wally World has sets of El Cheapo. About time for a phone card, too. Seems I get just what I need to get through, money-wise. Can't complain about that. Hopefully these guys will make it back this weekend. I really don't know their MO, but nothing would surprise me. All right, oop, there's still another one. 11:30 p.m. I just made possibly the worst pan of white rice ever. I think I just wasted food. I ate some out of principle, but it truly was bad. Blah. The first really warm night tonight. I may have to ditch my heavy coat. Okay. So that's them coming up to May Day. I'm not going to do anything more. It seems pretty good. Boy, he is one heck of a record keeper. Well, I didn't ever get a sense for what he thought about me and stuff like that. You know, he didn't write it down. I don't have something in here for 2021. Oh wait, here's one over here by where he sits. Maybe I will get something out of this. Oh boy, he's got. I thought these were things. These are 22 shells. Yeah, little 22 things. Journal. It just says T Lance and a phone number, which I won't give. Old TK. September 1st, Mike gave me this new notebook that's been carrying around for a couple of weeks. Wanting to start a whole new journal with a whole new attitude. First thing that happened when I pulled the new book out was... Anyway. He gets around a lot. Got some phone numbers. Of course, I'm not going to put those out there. So this one isn't new, I guess. Anyway, dang it. Well, he's a smart guy. He takes his latest stuff with him. So anyway, you get a little more sense for old TK. I like TK, but he's, you know, he's a drifting guy. I don't want to do anything about the food supply because I figure if he ever gets back here, the trick is he's got to get a vehicle. And sometimes that's his thing. He's got some veggies and some fruit cocktail and a thing of applesauce, tuna, tomatoes, okra, and corn. Well, that's tasty. And tons of spinach. Well, not tons, a few cans of spinach. And so, yeah, definitely want to leave this stuff here for him. In case he makes it back in a while, although he says, you know, like he says, it's been 40 years. Sometimes he left most of his stuff. His battery things here, but no battery hooked up. So yeah, he took off. Anyway, this is one of his crash places. I don't know if, you know, I've never known how much he really didn't hear. I need to leave him a little note here. It said TK. Oops. Okay. What is today? Maybe meet up again. That can work. Maybe meet up again. Yeah. Old. Anyway. FTK a message. You can go ahead and lock up this place and, well, not lock it up. Just throw some stuff in front of it. It's getting hot. But that was some good stuff to do. Anyway, I will talk to you guys again later. This is a kind of a TK recording for the TK that's gone.